Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about the Psukim in Yom Hashmini Lemiluim. The Moshe came, Dorash Moshe. Moshe was asking, where, what happened to the Korban? Why was it burnt? And the Gemara goes and explains, according to Nechemiah, according to Yehuda, what exactly was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. The Gemara brings it on with base. That according to Nechemiah, that says that the reason that the korban was burnt is because of aninus. So why didn't you burn all the korbanos of the day? It was supposed to be that what would be burned was Seir Rosh Chodesh, the Seir Yom Hashmini, and Seir Nachshon. So the Gemara says the difference between Kodesh Shah and Kodesh Doris. The Kodesh Shah, they were not burned that day. But Kodesh Doris, which means with the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that was the thing that was burned, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Dorash Moshe. There's a Nifludik Chasam Sefer that my good friend, Rabbi Yossi Shonkov Shlita, showed me. Chasam Sefer in Parashat Shmini, on the Pasuk of Achal Tichatas Ayoyim, Eitim Ani Hashem, the answer of Aaron HaKoyen, says the Chasam Sefer, Dover Nifla. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so adamant that he wanted the Korban Chatos of Rosh Chodesh to be Nikrav? So he explains, the Indian is like this. And we'll be magdim a little bit more to what he says. We know that the ikar tikkun of the world is that vaya or elavone koreacham, meaning what? Right in the beginning of creation, we have the levono which is smaller. Because Bogu told the levono lechi me'atis atzvech go become smaller. That you should not be shtei melochim mishtash bekeser echot. The Gemara brings both in Megor and Shavuos and the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara tells us that that's what we bring Seir in Rosh Chodesh. Why? Havi olai kaporo shemi'atet yisarech. Yishmogu says, bring a kaporo on me that I made this the moon small. So as we learned in Maseches Shavuos, we brought the Yitzhak as a chover, the idea is like this. The moon represents Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael is receiving the light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reflecting it to the world. When the moon is small in this world, because in this world, the Oilam Hazeh, we didn't come yet to Shleimus. And in this world, we still cannot have the Koyach of the Mekabel, of Am Yisrael, to shine so much, to completely reflect the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lasid Lavoi, we know, Vayare Levona Korecham, then the light of the moon will be like the sun. So the ultimate tikkun of the world, is taking the world from being Oilam Hazeh to the ultimate tikkun, is the tikkun of the Levona. And that's why we're busy with making sure that the Levana will be big. Every Kiddush Levana, we come and celebrate that. And what do we say? That we talk about the Ora Levana will be great. Then we talk about Am Yisrael Shemasidim Lischadesh Kemoiso. That Am Yisrael will be renewed like the Levana. That will grow and be big. That we're able to reflect the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the chisori in this world is that the world is not completely reflective of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not able to receive all the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lasi Lavoi, this will be Mesukah. That's why it starts at the beginning of the world. And the ultimate tikkun is Yoreh Levonek or Echamo. And that's what Seir Rosh Chodesh represents. Havio Le Kapar Shemiat Erech, meaning that when you bring Seir Rosh Chodesh, you're talking about the ultimate tikkun, that there will be Yoreh Levonek or Echamo. So Zog the Chasav Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this day, Yoreh Meshmini Lemiluim, when the Mishkan is being built, this is the day that we have that will be the tikkun HaShalem. The Mashiach is coming. Right away, our Levana will be Korachamo. Once our Levana is Korachamo, you don't bring Seir Rosh Chodesh. Seir Rosh Chodesh only comes because the Levana is not the size of the Chamo. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Seir Rosh Chodesh is what? Is a Korban Shah. It's not going to be anymore. It's going to be the last time you bring Seir Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you burning Seir Rosh Chodesh? The same way the Seir of Nachshon, the same way the Seir of Yom Hashmini, you don't burn because it's Kodesh Shah. Also Seir Rosh Chodesh is Kodesh Shah. Don't burn it. So says Aaron HaKohen to Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that Nadav Avihu died and their aura of the Neshama was Nignas, that tells us that's a simon that the world is not yet ready to be completely fixed. Meaning it's not Kodesh Shah, it is Kodesh Doyos. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, Laita Be'enov, we didn't get yet the Tikkun HaShalem. And we could add to this Gevaldik HaChasav Sofer, that the pasuk that tells us this whole discussion is Dorash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Dorish, where is the Korban Chatos? The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that the middle of the Torah, the middle letter of the Torah, is the letter Vav that says, Kol Hoylech Al Gachoin. The middle of the words of the Torah is Dorash, Dorash Moshe. Dorash is the first half, the second Dorash is the second half. That's exactly the middle of the Torah. So the Mashal de Chidushi HaGadois explains the Gachoin, the Vav Gachoin, refers to the Nachash HaKadmoini, refers to the Nachash resembles all the bad in the world. So what is it doing in the middle of the Torah? Because the Torah comes to the world to fix all the chesroiness of the world. When you have Torah in the world, so you don't have the Nachash. The Nachash is included in the Torah. When you look at the world with the eyes of the Torah, there's no Gachin. The Gachin is part of the Torah. There's no tomb, there's no bad. Continues the Maharsha and says, that's also Dorash Dorash Moshe. Because everything can be Darsha in the Torah for Tahara and for Tumo. Meaning there's always, in this world, there's Toivira, there's good and bad. Everything can be go to this side, to that side. In the Torah, it's all Tahara. That's what the Gemara, it has to do with connected with the Gemara in Eruvin that tells us that you can be Mitar the Sheretz with many, many timing. Which means when you look at the world in the eyes of the Torah, there's no bad, there's no tumor, everything connects to Kedusha. Ba'imik, that's the reason the Torah came to the world. The Torah came to the world to elevate all the bad and the evil of the world. So says the Maharsha, Dorash Dorash Moshe. You know what's Dorash Dorash Moshe? It's referring to the two parts. There's the first half and the second half. You have the Drisha for good and Drisha for bad. They're both included in Torah. Torah has everything in it. And this is Niflidik connected to the Chasa Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu at this stage says the world is coming to the ultimate tikkun. There'll be no bad. We're going to have Oreh Levonah Karachamo. Dorash, Dorash. I'm going to have a Drisha the good and Drisha the bad. It's all coming to tikkun Hashem, the ultimate goal that the Torah is bringing the world to. That's his intention. That's what he's expecting from this for happening now. Yom HaShmini L'Miluim. And that was the opportunity that was lost that happened. B'mitas Nadav Aviyu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.